Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. Let's just stop for a second and sort of relax and rest and just put aside everything that may be going on in your life, any questions, any stresses, any concerns, and let the Lord just quiet your whole soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. The quieter your soul is, the more easily it can be drawn to your spirit. Your spirit's already joined with God. Spirit begets spirit. It's born of spirit. When you were reborn, your spirit was reborn by God and of Him. Our problem is our soul has gotten used to doing things its own way and doesn't want to give up that power, that control. But it's the goodness of God that will draw your soul. So allow Him to nurture your soul, to reveal Himself. The problems you have in your life are from Him for your good. He's allowing you to fail in areas so you see your need for Him. There are areas where you've been trying to do His job, and He's not going to let that work. Now, we're all at different places, dealing with different struggles and circumstances. But God knows what you need. God has nothing but love and pride when He thinks of you, towards you, His desire for you. Because you are part of Him already, it is finished. But the goal for our time here on this earth is that we would be one. A single being, not spirit, soul, and body, but spirit. When our soul and body become united with our spirit, all we will know of ourselves, all we will know of each other is spirit. Yes, we have a long way to go. That's not the challenge. It's not the question. That's not the problem. Our problem is the simplicity of letting God do it, of allowing Him to change us, to entice our soul, where our soul will give up control so that it can receive life. The more time you spend with Him, the more enticing spirit is to your soul, and the more willing your soul will become to giving up what it's been clinging to. but we're here on this earth to learn how to live as spirit, not just be spirit, but act as a spirit being, fully joined to God, receiving from Him everything we need for life and godliness here on this earth, that we have already received eternal life because we have received His Son. We are joint heirs and co-inheritors. So why do we have problems in our lives? Why do we have warfare? Why do we need to overcome? Because it's through struggle we learn about our new nature, our new identity as spirit, as God. As we look at our enemies and understand we have complete authority over them, and yet we are so often on the losing end of our battles, what are we doing wrong? We're trying to do it ourselves, or we're trying to follow what others have done or said or taught. When God Himself, Jesus, wants to teach you what He learned to go to the Father, what you and I are to learn now is the same thing Jesus learned when He walked the earth as a man. He learned how to go to the Father, how to receive from His Father. Now, He had an advantage in not having sin. But guess what? Seriously, if you've become a Christian, if you've been born again, you have that same advantage. You can come boldly before the Father's throne, just as He did, and drink in, absorb, be with God. And as you are with Him, He is quickened within you. This is something to experience rather than to figure out. But this is a time when God is pouring out Himself in a new and fresh way. So we keep a close eye on the attacks that are coming our way. And we understand that we are vulnerable. We each have our own vulnerabilities. You can in fact think, okay, you've got buttons. And when somebody pushes certain buttons, you react in a certain way. Now, over time, God is going to deal with those buttons, because He doesn't want you reacting according to your buttons being pushed. So we want to become aware of where we are vulnerable. Because if we are aware of those areas, odds are God is in the process of healing, of touching those areas, so that no matter how much those buttons are pushed, we don't react. Now let's look at our enemies. First, our own soul, our own flesh is trying to maintain control, we know that. But then we also have the devil, who's here for a purpose, to bug us, to push our buttons. And the world system, time, peer pressure, politics, anything affecting our circumstances, those push our buttons. But we realize that, and we can start to value. Because the goal isn't that they don't push our buttons anymore. That's not going to happen. The goal is that the buttons have been disconnected, that God has removed the influence. So no matter how much they push on our buttons, nothing. No reaction. Because you know your enemies are not going to go away. Except your flesh. Those are the only things internal, personal. The devil's out there. He's got a job to do. Bug you. And he's not going to say, okay, well, I guess my job here, my work is here, here is done. Just because he doesn't get the same reaction out of you pushing your buttons doesn't mean he's going to quit trying. And the same with the world system. Don't take it personal. It's crazy out there. And if you've got buttons that are going to react when people push them, guess what? They're going to push them. Push your buttons. And just because your buttons are disconnected doesn't mean they're probably going to try harder to get a rise out of you. That's okay. Don't take it personal. Just move on. You're walking with God. You're being with Him. This is part of the process. This is part of your task here on this earth. I've got some bird feeders back on my porch, and I've got those squirrel-proof bird feeders. And there's one of them that this squirrel, he's chewed off, and these actually work. He has chewed off all the paint. But it's, I don't know whether it's steel or whatever, but he can't get through. But I'll tell you, he doesn't stop trying. It's been years, and he still tries everything he can to get into that bird feeder. He knows there's something in there that he wants. And this is the only way he knows of getting it. It's his character. It's his nature. It's what he's meant to do. And he's going to keep trying. He doesn't give up. So don't take it personal. Just because you're being attacked, that doesn't mean you're vulnerable. This is another one of those areas we go to God. God, what's going on? Lord, is this an attack? You start there. Is this an attack from one of my enemies? Remember to ask him yes, no questions. And if he says yes, you say, okay, which enemy? The world, the flesh, or the devil? The world system, my flesh, or the devil? And you proceed from his answers, and you work with him. You take every opportunity and exploit it for your benefit. Now, one thing, none of your enemies are all that creative. But the flesh, your control system, is the most effective. Because it is built around you. It's built around your temperament, your soul, your history. It's the most personal. And it's the most personalized. So it's often the most effective. So very often it may take the most intense testing, work, waiting to deal with your soul to relinquish its control. That's all your soul wants, is power and control. And God does not hold that against you. Before you were re-spirited, before you were born again, the only resource you had was your soul. So your soul was trying to do the duty, the job that was created for your spirit. So your soul was doing your soul's job and trying to do your spirit's job. Well, your soul was not and is not capable of filling the spirit's shoes. So a lot of work did not get done in your life. A lot of legitimate needs were not filled. And that wasn't your soul's fault. It wasn't your fault. It was because you were dead in your spirit. But your soul tried and did whatever it could. And sometimes said, okay, I'm just going to leave off this whole area of life because I can't even take care of this part over here, and I'm just going to leave off this part because I can't even begin to meet the needs over here. I can take care of building a great career, but finances or relationships, how I manage life, I'm just going to skip, and I'm just going to focus on getting to the top of my career. So your soul may very well have picked for its own self-survival areas that it gave up on and focused on others. Doesn't hold that against you. God created you the way he wanted you. He gave you the soul he wanted you to have. Now, just because your soul has some bad habits doesn't mean he's rejecting any part of you. He's not angry because your soul developed those habits because of your nature at the time. You are dead in your spirit. But now you're alive. And for your sake, for your benefit, he is not going to let your soul continue to exert its own way of doing things. So again, we come back to spending time with him. And these simple exercises of spending time waiting, bringing your thoughts under control, peacefully, quietly, gently, resting in his presence, allowing him to do his work. He is actually healing your soul by relieving your soul of tasks that were not meant for your soul. Like life. You now have spirit. You now have eternal life. But your soul is so used to trying to get that life for you. To get it. To grab it. To build it. But God has come and said, here, I give it to you right now. It's yours. And we don't know what to do with it. So the more time we spend with him and allow God to quicken our senses and enliven, that's what life does. As the life flows from your spirit into your soul and even into your body, it quickens those areas that your soul has said, I can't deal with these things. I can't deal with dreaming of the future or enjoying my present. or releasing my past. I'm so focused on survival. I can't go beyond anything. But as God says, it's okay. I'll take care of the future. I'll take care of the past. I'll even take care of the present. And the soul starts to relax and be, okay, you mean I can just be me? I can just be a part? I don't have to take responsibility? I can just do what God created me to do? It takes time. And this takes God. Only God can do this. Now, part of our challenge is to do this, we have to value ourselves just as you are. Right now, where you are. God values you. You would be arguing with Him to not value yourself. And if this is an area you struggle with, what does struggling mean? God is drawing your attention to this area and wants to heal or reveal or teach or free us. Those areas where we are struggling are like big neon signs. God saying, I want to get your attention. I want to, over here, over here. So if there's an area you've been struggling with, it's not for you to try harder or to figure it out or even to get others to pray for you, but to let God reveal Himself in that area. His ways are not our ways. We want to fix it. We want it to be over now. And He's like, no, this is not how I do things. I'm using the stress in your life to get your attention. Now, there are things that we believe that He has to change. We are believing lies. We are a part of this world system, where it's like the last thing we can find anywhere is the truth. So we don't reject the world system. We simply say we're not going to look to the world system for truth. We're going to look to God for truth. We're not going to look for the world system or our circumstances, or even this life, for fulfillment or contentment or rest or peace. We're going to look to God. Now, doing that will have an effect on your life. And very often, the reactions you get are going to be unexpected. You will either have draw people to you that want to know because they recognize peace and rest in the presence of God, or you will draw even greater anger because others' souls don't want to give up control. So recognize that. Don't take it personal. And again, who is your person? Who you truly are is spirit. That's who you truly are. Your soul is just coming into its own. You don't even know what you're like. But you're going to. And this always comes back to how we spend our time. Are we giving God the opportunity in our lives for Him to do His great work? So we were talking about focusing. And again, we spend so much of these radio programs kind of rabbit trailing according to what's going on in individuals' people's lives and for what the Lord wants to share, and we're going to continue to do that. But that kind of keeps us from making real headway with the actual teaching. And if you want to move ahead, go to the website, therainersclub.org. The link there is there on Blog Talk Radio on this program profile. And go to Start Here, and all the information you need is right there. But it all comes down to waiting on Him, letting Him do the work in you, to you, and through you. He will teach you what you need to know. And He'll likely start with no teaching at all, but just healing and embracing and loving and providing life. But let's go back to the focus. When you start bringing your mind into captivity, your thoughts, remember your soul doesn't like that. And it's sort of like thinking about bowling. When you're first learning how to bowl, you just throw the ball down there, down the alley. Most of the time it goes in the gutter. Well, most of our thoughts are used to just going anywhere on the alley and ending up in the gutter. Perhaps even figuratively and literally, or literally and figuratively. So it takes time and effort and practice. And in the case of bringing our thoughts into captivity, understanding that through habit, learning how to bring your thoughts into captivity slowly and gently, you can get a strike every time. Because the Lord will draw your thoughts exactly the direction He wants them to go, into rest. And your focus, when you're first learning this, your mind will wander. Odds are that for most of your life, you have let your thoughts and emotions go wherever they wanted. You've let them go into the gutter. Now, there's times, of course, you know, especially in school and such, when you would try to discipline yourself. Yes, self-discipline, brought under control by your own strength of mind or will or emotions. You would try harder. But now we are learning to free our soul to be joined to our spirit, which is already joined to the Holy Spirit. So as your mind wanders, don't react. Don't get all angry that your mind went into the gutter. That's fine. You got another ball. You got another turn. You're just practicing. Or if you feel anxious or antsy, trying to sit still, again, don't react. Simply close your eyes. Remind yourself of your present purpose. To be available, to be with the Lord, to let Him determine what happens during this time. So this week, spend some time, as you spend your time, notice your mind wandering and practice a technique that you will yourself develop to bring your mind back into rest. Just don't even react. Just let it fall back into place where it belongs under your spirit. So thanks for tuning in. If you feel you want to give feedback or if you have any questions, drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.